Blog Talk Radio.
Now I can't hear nothing.
Over here?
Yeah.
Are they selling blunts yet?
Who?
They got raided. They be selling that shit to them kids.
What? You deliver store on the corner?
Yeah. Are they selling blunts again?
Yeah.
Well, they just started. Those have been last 3 days.
The corner liquor store we always go.
Yeah, they got raided. They didn't have no blunts all last month. They had them, but they couldn't sell them. They just shut down the weed spot. Everything was like grass around. Yep. All right, folks.
Love the clan when you deep, but when you on that solo creep, out on the streets, you don't hear a peep. Nigga, it's a goddamn shame. Somebody explain why they send a little ride, I play a grown man's game. Tear that ass out the frame, completely get that ass kicked. Woke up on the street, but you be sleeping in the casket. How long will it last? Nigga, don't ask. Just be first to blast, I blow on the mask, trying to be the first to see some cash. My shit's classic, like my nigga Nate, go get the tape. We'll keep the nation anticipating until we break. Money made me evil, cold cases got me stressed. Niggas aiming at my head, but I still wear my vest. I don't give a fuck, motherfuckers, I'm low. They all ducked it when my gun smoke. You ain't shit without your homeboys. You probably run at the time of fuck. I give a fuck, you niggas is punk. Without your homeboys, you be the first to reach in your trunk. You scary niggas is punks. You ain't shit without your homeboys.
Green Lantern.
Right,
nigga.
You ain't shit without your homeboy.
Yo, you know they say he who laughs last laughs hardest. No struggle, no progress for y'all artists.
Yeah.
I might can't get you a ticket to the awards. What I can do is have you kicking it with the Lord. I was born with a headache amongst the stress. I lost two of my young soldiers, Monk and Guess. Y'all old niggas just rhyme me. Kiss got a diamond.
Uh-huh.
Try to put yourself in the state of mind that I'm in. Use the streets, my niggas. Don't let them use you.
Uh-huh.
Rest in peace, Cool C. Why we had to lose you?
Why?
Games in a lock.
Yeah.
The raspy voice killer with Kane on a block.
Yeah.
Spitting pain with pop. With so many lame niggas ride my dick. I just had to open up another lane on my cock.
You
getting recognized off the strength of another guy. Try to make your own noise.
You ain't shit without your homeboys.
Niggas, I love niggas, the small time crooks, the big time drugs. This is my homeboy.
Tell me the story how you came out, nigga. I can't believe that someone had the nerve to say that I wouldn't make it. Got with my homies, now I slide and swerve, and they're plotting on how to take it. Best come for paper before you deal with me. If you wanna do me wrong, we stay connected on these scaly streets, singing them gangster songs.
I
while I walk the streets. Just how I talk on beat. Drive reckless in LA, in New York, the heat. When they see your man live, keep him off the street.
What?
I'm telling you for his sake, keep him off the street.
What?
They never see dog till you see them off the leash. That happens 10 niggas get off in a week. It's not often I speak, but we're off in the streets. I'm gonna cough in the peak. Off to the beach.
Voices in my head saying I could do better. Damn. Voices in my head saying that I knew better. Yeah. I done seen this shit happen 100 times on the regular. But I still cross the line like I'm blind. Damn. Voices in my head saying I could do better. Yeah. This was supposed to be the last time, last hit, last call, last feel, last trip, last run. That's what I always tell myself, huh? This was supposed to be the last one, last two, last flip, last you, last me, last night. Doing every single thing my parents warned me about, till I wore them out. Voices in my head saying I could do better. Voices in my head saying that I knew better.
Nigga, you know what's about to go down.
I done seen this shit happen 100 times on the regular. But I still. Voices in my head. Conscious talking to me like.
Metro Boomin wants some more. Stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. Bitch, quit playing. Stick to the plan. Everything else you know,
make sure all your interactions in with actions. If you stack in front and back and subtract, if it isn't adding, plus who hurts you, don't let back and plan it out. Yeah, 10 foot that and extra pussy, get distracted, put that in on what's worth having.
Boy, stick to the plan, stick to the plan, stick to the plan. Bitch, quit playing, stick to the plan, to the plan. Who you getting close to? Distance yourself from negative energy.
Voices in my head, they say it's meant for me. I, you in my way, bitch, it's no sympathy. I, been plotting this since elementary.
Look, you need to buckle down. Have people asking where you at and wondering why you never wanna come around. You know that effort gon' come around.
Big face like Zordon. You bought the watch but can't afford the time. Even if you're running out of breath. Way to the world doing lots of reps. Time to get this generation last one and then the next two out of debt. And they gon' pay you back with respect.
Just stick to the plan still, we can chill. Back when I rocked the white and blue Grand Hill, I realized there's no dream that I can't feel. I manifested all while I'm the man still.
Voices in my head attacking what I'm thinking. Bullet to the head might be the way to free it.
If I leave my body, I can free the spirit.
Swear to God, my death of fear just keep on shrinking. Wishing I could go back to the 90s, back when I was dreaming. Me and my dog was on a mission, like we Kellen Keenan, early 2000s.
Well,
Detroit,
back,
might as well been in hell with demons. Wondering when I started losing it, the losing grip. Feeling like I'm in the middle of the lotion. You're the drive, I can do it through it. Voices in my head, telling me used to it. Telling me the losing, don't help me maneuver through it. When I talk to myself, I'm confused on who's who. I know my life, you either blow it or blew it. At the end of life, it's gonna feel like you flew through it. I just hope I cannot cut the
voices in my head.
Itself, it exists as one thing, and then somehow, for whatever reason, that organism changes.
You're listening to the Marty Smith Show.
is it either drifts or shifts. And sometimes that can be a huge complication, because this is why every year we have a different flu vaccine, because the influenza viruses that come around every year tend to be a little bit different. They're still influenza. They're still that flu virus that we're familiar with, but they're different. They're mutated in some way so that we have to find new tools to shoot at them with, and new vaccines have to be developed every time. So if we were to develop a vaccine for COVID-19, and then the virus were to shift, that vaccine might become less effective than the original version. So, great question. Please keep them coming. April is asking on Twitter, I'm a medically fragile person who has three medically fragile family members living in Bellevue. This is King County in Washington State, where we've seen an enormous outbreak there. I had to fly to Southern California to ensure that another disabled family member was prepared when this all hit. Is it safe for me to fly home? Laura and I are not doctors, and we can certainly not be offering you particular medical advice, especially if you have particular medical conditions. Please talk to your doctor. Please talk to your local public health officials. Generally speaking, these prevention strategies, hand washing, keeping your distance from others, those things will protect you no matter what, but we really shouldn't be offering any more advice than that. Do you want to take another comment?
Sure. So Christine asks, does insurance cover testing? And I heard Medicare hospitalizations won't be covered. Is this correct? Governor Newsom in California recently, as recently as yesterday, I believe, was putting pressure on insurance companies to cover this, just because we have been seeing more and more reports of people saying that they were charged thousands of dollars to get these tests, and to associate the treatment if they were confirmed as positive cases for COVID-19, and if that were to remain the practice, public health officials are concerned that it would discourage people from trying to seek out help, and it would disproportionately hurt people who may not be covered by insurance or who may not have access to regular medical care, and that when it comes to a public health outbreak, like a viral outbreak like this, it doesn't check your wallet before it becomes infectious. So we all need to make sure that we're shoring up resources in a more equitable way, according to public health officials.
Julia is asking, everyone seems to want masks right now. What is the right way to wear it? How often do I need a new one? Right now, all of the best advice indicates that for the lay public, for all of us out there in the world who are not working in hospitals, you don't need a mask. It's not going to protect you. Most people wear them inappropriately. The whole idea of a mask is principally to stop you, if you are infected, from coughing and spraying those virally loaded droplets of moisture out of your mouth and stopping that spread to other people. They are not really to protect you from incoming droplets. People always say, well, then why are the doctors always wearing them? It's because doctors are surrounded by people who are infected, and there's much more virus in the air around those people. That's why they're wearing those full head-to-toe suits. And so for them, it does make sense. They're trying to close off every possible sliver's goggles, because their eyes are another vector. So they're covering their nose, because the eyes, the nose, and the mouth, the so-called T-zone, is how the virus gets inside your body, this particular one. So most people should not be wearing masks. It also deprives the people who do need them from this drained global supply. If you're all out there on Amazon buying them up, so please don't be buying those masks.
Yeah. Do it. From YouTube asks, well, is COVID-19 airborne, or is it spread more through contact? There is a growing body of research that's suggesting that there is something to be said about contact spread. However, the biggest single source of this getting around is through droplets, as William mentioned. Whether you're coughing, sneezing, talking, sometimes there are these droplets that are released. So one way is, like, one of those big things that we've said it again, just because we keep hearing it from folks that we're talking to about this and hearing some, is if you cough, cover. If you sneeze, cover. And if you aren't feeling well, and to the degree possible, practice social distancing. And if there are other people who you live with, CDC even recommends that
way. The belief is that there's about a 6-foot radius that if I were coughing pretty hard and I was infected with this coronavirus, that distance is the distance possibly by which those droplets could travel to people around me. But again, that's only if you are infected. You don't need to be staying 6 feet away from everybody in your life. What we know right now is that still a relatively limited number of cases of this virus in the United States right now. We could find out later that there are greater numbers. We're starting to roll out national testing. Starting next week, there'll be a lot more and a lot better sense of how many people in our communities are infected. But for right now, there's no need to be panicking about this. Just because someone is coughing, I mean, maybe they have a cold, maybe it is a good idea to stay away from that, just so you don't get the cold. But don't be thinking that this is suddenly something that you need to be paranoid about amongst everybody who is around you right now. We're getting a lot of questions on social media about people saying that we should have zinc lozenges. If we can't get them, would zinc pill supplement have a similar preventative impact? I've heard that too. I've seen a lot of people writing about that. There's the Zicam tablets that people take. There's now nasal swabs that people take. I've heard a few general practitioner doctors recommending those as a prevention strategy. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, do you know anything more about that?
I know that it seems like research takes turns going on either side of that debate. It's a little confusing right now.
One thing, though, that is another key prevention strategy is doing everything you can to keep your own immune system up. Again, this kind of thing will help you avoid a cold. It'll help you avoid the flu. It'll help you be a better human being because you're going to feel a lot better. You're not going to get promoted. Get some sleep, eat as healthy as you can, take some vitamin C. Again, those things give your body, no matter what the pathogen that gets its way in there, whether it is a cold or a flu or coronavirus, it gives you the best opportunity to fight back against that virus. So that is a crucial prevention strategy. Getting a lot of sleep, drinking a lot of water, taking vitamin C. Those are things, again, they're going to make you a better person than the person to do it. Not really. From Twitter, someone is asking, can I catch COVID-19 from my pet? Obviously a huge question. WHO on their website, and again, you don't have to take our word for any of this stuff. The Centers for Disease Control, CDC.gov, has a great question and answer website. The WHO, the World Health Organization, WHO.gov, also has the same thing. They say, with regards to this question about can you catch it, they are saying that there is no evidence that domestic companion animals have been infected or could spread the virus to us. So thus far, the WHO is saying that's not an issue. You've heard about one exception to that?
Well, I mean, I know that CDC, they had mentioned that maybe keeping some distance between you and your pets if you are a confirmed case. So that is the big difference, right? If you have a confirmed case of COVID-19, to keep your distance from people, certainly, and also your pets. Sorry.
You need that extra TLC.
I know.
I'm feeling that well.
I know.
Nitsi on Twitter is asking, when will we know if the quarantine measures China took have had an effect on the spread of the virus? A concerned Seattleite is asking. This is a hugely important question, something that I know a lot of public health officials are debating right now. As we know, when the virus emerged and it became public, China tried to seal off 12 million people initially, then expanded that quarantine to an even larger area. That is an enormous measure. There were all sorts of human rights questions about whether or not that was the right thing to do, whether it was appropriate. Subsequently, there will always be what we call after-action reports. Every time there's a major epidemic like this, we saw it with SARS and MERS, Ebola. After the fact, all the public health researchers gather together and look at what different nations did and see whether or not those measures were effective. Currently, public health experts seem to say that China and its efforts, as draconian as they may have seemed, did buy the rest of the world some time to react and to get ready. whether they, on balance, would say that in the future, a nation that had the ability to do what China did should do that again, I don't think it's still been determined yet. But there's no doubt that China enacted an enormous quarantine. Again, to think about the society of China, they have the ability to do that. There's a greater sense of, in some ways, listening to the federal government. They put troops in the streets. They built hospitals in 7 days in Wuhan. I mean, they took efforts that are almost unimaginable here in the United States. People would just resist those kinds of efforts, I think, much more vigorously than they did there. But we just don't know, I think, on balance, how effective those were.
Yeah, right. I think that's fair. There's growing, people have been drawing comparisons between the quarantines going on in China versus those, in Italy, in Japan, places where schools are being closed and so on and so on. So we're still working to, better figure out how effective these public health strategies have been.
Just so you know, we might hear Laura. She's not happy. Aren't kids immune? This is a really interesting development in this, and there's a lot of research going on into this. It's not that kids are immune thus far, but largely from the research we've seen out of China, children, while they might still be getting infected, do not seem to be suffering the more ill effects of this. As we've been describing, generally, if this is the plot of age, with this being young and this being older, the people at this end of the spectrum, the older people, are suffering from this infection much more than kids are. Largely speaking, kids, young children, teenagers have been largely unscathed when they get infected. And there's a bunch of interesting theories about why this is. None of them have really been settled with science. I think there's a few papers out there on this. It's a huge realm of study that's going on right now. But it does seem, thus far, that this coronavirus is not hurting children nearly as much as it is older people and people who have compromised immune systems in some way or another. Great, great, great question.
Yeah. Being that the realistic time frame for the vaccine is 1 to 1.5 years, what are the chances or odds of COVID-19 mutating? It's a great question. Again, public health researchers are trying to figure out, how is this virus going to behave? We're getting more and more data as it jumps to, as it jumps to different countries, and we're seeing different containment strategies at work. And certainly, from the time when, in early January, when China shared the genome for this virus, with the international community, more and more, public health officials as they've identified different people in different places with this virus, have been also sharing the genome for it in different people, just to track and see how it has changed or not. So, it's a great question, and one that we're certainly watching.
I wouldn't take anyone who says they've got good odds on whether the virus mutates or not, I wouldn't believe it. It's too unpredictable at this point. We're seeing a lot of questions on social media about hand washing. Does the type of soap we use matter? Bar, foam, gel, antibacterial? Again, great question. And my understanding is that the type of soap doesn't really matter. There are certain ingredients that are in all soaps, and that those soaps, if you get a good lather going, that there are component parts of that soap that will break down the surface of the virus and help break it down. Again, as we were describing before, you're rubbing vigorously with a good lather for 20 seconds. It's a long time. Set your clock, sing happy birthday twice. Interestingly, on this issue, too, hot water, we've always been told as kids, wash with soap and hot water. I just learned recently that hot water is not as crucial to the washing as possible. And I was reading that if to be hot enough to kill a pathogen, the water would burn your hands so badly.
Right.
It would be like boiling water. So, again, warm, lukewarm, hot, cold, whatever it is fine. But it's the vigor with which you wash and getting a good lather up, because the soap itself directly targets the structure of the virus.
The fatty outside that protects the virus. It helps strip that away.
Pick up a big lather and work your hands really hard.
Every
don't worry
time.
About it being super hot.
Yeah, right.
Ariana on Facebook Facebook says, is it possible that there were people that were tested positive for a different influenza at the same time that they were asymptomatic for the novel coronavirus? Lots to unpack in that question.
Right.
First off, this coronavirus is different from an influenza. They're both viruses, but they're two different types of viruses. Influenza and coronaviruses are two different strains, two different kinds of viruses. So if someone tested positive for the flu virus, could they also have had the coronavirus? It's possible. The symptoms are somewhat similar. It's maybe unlikely, but the fact being that, if I guess the question is partly looking at, could the symptoms of the flu have masked the symptoms of the coronavirus? It is possible. There's no sense that we have now that having the flu and developing immunity to that somehow would have protected you from the coronavirus. So theoretically, if possible, you could be doubly infected.
Sure. Judith on Facebook asks, should public water dispensers be avoided?
Does this mean like water fountains, you take it?
I think so. But I mean, I have not seen that guidance. But I mean, it's a great question.
I guess the only issue you might be talking about is when I was a kid, we had those little push button water fountains, and people would put their mouths directly on it. Again, if the person put their mouth on it was infected, again, which is an incredibly low risk thing as far as we know right now, that might be a possibility of passing it. But again, thus far, we haven't seen anyone warning people off water fountains.
Yeah.
It's important to be hydrated. That's going to protect a hell of a lot more people.
Absolutely.
Luisa Vasquez on Facebook says, on average, how many days do the symptoms last if infected?
Okay, so from the time of exposure, CDC and WHO would say that the symptoms last between 2 and 14 days, and that's quite a range, which, you know, can also lend itself to the confusion of, you know, being confused as different illnesses. But yeah, I mean, 2 to 14 days from the time of exposure. Yeah.
These are all really great questions, and we appreciate everybody sending them in to us. We will try to keep doing these as regularly as we can. Just because we're going to be ending this live stream soon, don't hesitate to keep sending these questions. We compile these. We will get them all together, and we'll try to answer them the next time we come. So thank you all for participating. We really appreciate it. These are all really great questions, and it's sort of heartening to see that everyone is asking such smart, diligent, thoughtful questions. I'm William Brangham. This is Laura Santana at the NewsHour. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. And for more info, pbs.org/newshour.
See you next time.
Bye.
Thank you.